This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview.
Hello and welcome to this Stockbox interview where we welcome Darren Hazelwood. And Darren is the CEO of Panther Metals. So Darren, it's nice to have you on for a chat. How are you doing?
I'm very well, Mark. Thanks for having me on again.
No, it's a pleasure to have you on. And of course, the reason we've got you on today is to talk about the two RNSs that were released just yesterday, with where you've taken on some new land in Australia. So should we start with a bit of a synopsis, a bit of an overview of the news?
Yeah, so obviously we've still got to go through the formal processes with Whitecliffe to complete the overall transaction. But we've been looking, it's well known we've got a small portfolio in Australia, mm-hmm. based in the Northern Territory. And the Eastern Goldfields and Western Australia in particular has always been on our radar. But to get the right land, the prospective land, the land that's gonna strengthen the underlying fundamentals of the business is no easy task. And this has come about effectively through our networks and through the people that the business already knows, and we've been able to do a deal that we believe is fair and mm-hmm. works for everyone.
And so this acquisition that this doesn't undermine the existing properties in the Northern Territory. That's the Anabiru and the Marakai, does it?
Oh no, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. We are full steam ahead there. We have, as has already been stated, we've got mag survey booked in for mm-hmm. the Q1 mm-hmm. Over both properties, and we're really looking forward to both of them. But now, as we've discussed, Anabiru is effectively four exploration targets across 150 square kilometer license area, and we know there's mineralization on site. It's just building that mm-hmm. out now.
But what do you like then? Like what really gets you excited about these new acquisitions that sort of, you know, you say it'll sort of underpin the business? It must be something quite significant there then.
Well, it's already got historic drill intercepts there, 9 meters at 48.5 grams a ton, mm-hmm. 5 meters at 27.8, 24 meters at 8.6, and they continue. And so we know that we're dealing with a mineralized area and a gold mineralized area. And you've got the Comet Well trend there. Mm-hmm. You know, that's had over 40 ounces of nuggets taken from surface. They're all angular. They're discovered within the linear soil anomalies. Mm-hmm. So they haven't been transported to the Comet Well mm-hmm. location. The source of this gold is close by. But by combining both deals, what we've actually got now is the Comet Well trend. We've got it it's for a minimum of 15 kilometers long. Mm-hmm. And just having that within our portfolio and now being able to focus on building a resource as opposed to a discovery. But the realities are that we're combining both because the new land that we've brought in, some of that goes undercover. And the real low-hanging fruit in the old Eastern Goldfields has been long picked over. But because of this some cover, this area really has been underexplored as well. So we're combining both, but all into the same continual land package.
Okay. So, I mean, is this a significant sort of point in Panther's sort of story then? You said it's more about developing a resource rather than exploration. Is this a very significant moment, do you feel?
Oh, absolutely. There's no getting away from that. Okay. I personally feel if we had announced those kind of drill intercepts from any of our existing properties, mm-hmm. You'd have seen significant interest in what we were doing, because they're historic. Mm-hmm. You don't always necessarily get that same interest, but people always have to remember one of the oldest sayings in mining, that it takes three owners of a property before a commercial deposit is discovered. Mm-hmm. So, and there is a lot of truth in that. And you've just got to look at the wider area where we are in the Eastern Goldfields. You know, it's quite a rare beast, because there's an oversupply of processing facilities in the region. Mm-hmm. And so as a result, there's a lack of ore. You only have to look at the recent merger between Dacian Gold and the exploration firm NTM Gold. Now, this was effectively done to secure feed for the plant. And as it happens, with one of the licenses, it's a bit of an out there, and it would have been missed by most. But this actually is the one that sits on its own just southwest of Laverton.
Okay.
But it happens to sit right on the border with Dacian's Mount Morgan mine. And there's been some sniffs of gold intercepts via RAB drilling, and there's a dike that runs through it and close to it, and none of that's been followed up. So that gives you just a tiny indication of potential other upside, but clearly our focus is on the mainland across this trend that is mineralized and has vast exploration upside.
Okay. I mean, I did actually, I had a look on Google Maps, just literally typed in Laverton, Western Australia, or WA. And I mean, the terrain looks like Mars. It's just a very nice looking terrain, but it's clear that there are a lot of significant mines in the area. I mean, you've got a company called Sunrise that have a big, looks like open pit mine. You can see very clearly from the satellite view. You've also got a one called Granny Smith, like the apple. And there's lots, when you look around, you can see lots of little like bits of work that's been going on. So clearly the area is highly prospective for exploration on gold. That must, was that a factor in your decision to take it on?
Oh, absolutely. See, we've got a team at Panther that's already proven in building up resources from known sort of early stage discovery areas. Mm. So we can really say that's a genuine strength of the business. And there's not many companies in London can say that. And when those people get genuinely excited about this opportunity and we're able to execute it, that tells you more than anything else. Because you mentioned Sunrise Dam, you know, that's 7 million ounce plus. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting you mentioned Granny Smith, because the Comet World trend, it is part of the same greenstone granite contact that has provided ore for the Granny Smith processing plant. Mm-hmm. And certainly one of our early, it's never been proven to connect with Comet Well, but that would certainly be a potential theory for us, and it's going to be one that we're going to investigate as a business.
Okay. I would encourage anyone to actually go on Google. The quality of the satellite imagery is fantastic. I've never seen this level of definition from a Google satellite. I'm not sure why this area is so highly sort of documented there. Maybe it's because of the interest in exploration, but you can zoom right in and really you can see an awful lot of detail. It looks like a very interesting area. So what is the what's the plan then, Darren, with this? What are the immediate actions?
Well, obviously, first of all, we've got to get the formalities completed. Mm-hmm. Okay, but whilst that process is happening in the background, we're also planning our first phases of getting onto the ground. Mm-hmm. And as with all of our properties, we haven't been shy to move forward, and we're not about to become shy. You know, this is more of an acceleration of what we're doing. And we've got a slightly different hat on here because of the nature of it. We've got more information. We know there's gold mineralization within what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So, again, it's a slightly different skill set, but it's all covered. And we're working closely with some guys in Australia as well to just extend the team to make sure that we don't get overstretched, which is not happening. And that news will naturally follow into the market over the coming weeks.
Okay, that's good. And in terms of getting on the ground, will COVID affect you at all, do you think?
No, because all of our team, once again, is based in Western Australia. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we're very fortunate that the business was set up for gold exploration, and the mm-hmm. business has got, through via the board, has got a huge number of contacts within the industry. And we've been fortunate. We've been able to deal directly with people with the required skill sets mm-hmm. in every location and every jurisdiction we're operating in. And there's no difference here.
Okay. Okay. And just a final thought then, Darren, on gold and the gold market. What's your opinion on that at the moment, taking into consideration the new president-elect, and of course, the ongoing health situation that we're all facing?
Well, to Joe Biden, he's walking into an unprecedented situation, mm-hmm. in my opinion, on so many levels. He's nearly every issue he has is going to require capital. Mm-hmm. The Republicans won the Senate. He's not going to get a lot of support there. But that, for me, only adds to the uncertainty for us all over the coming weeks and months. But even if he won the Senate, he's got elected on a tax and spend policy. But the truth is, what's he got to spend? Mm-hmm. Now, the US deficit's only getting worse. I think the dollar's going to go lower over the medium term. They haven't even got a strong policy in place to support, thanks to interest rates. And the Fed recently announced this, clearly wants to see inflation go higher. The target of 2% has all but been removed. And that's to prepare people for exactly that. But what's going to drive inflation? Look from a macro level currently. And this isn't going to change. In fact, I think we're witnessing a fundamental change in how people work and generally conduct themselves every day. Mm-hmm. But if we took the example of just one person who's working from home, they're no longer paying for fuel to get to the station, for parking, mm-hmm. for transport into their office. And there's no coffees, no lunches, no snacks, no new work clothes. And now you require less office space. You need less people managers. Mm-hmm. There's less people required to run the transport systems. Every one of these is a deflationary action, and the results to get inflation running and to alleviate the debt problem that the world is facing is to just make more cheap money available, and that's increased money supply via printing. Mm-hmm. And let's be honest, you only have to look at the Weimar, Zimbabwe, Venezuela. Mm-hmm. It doesn't end well, Mark. There's no doubts about that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But could I see a scenario of negative interest rates? Well, look, the US, the biggest capital market in the world, and you only have to look at Japan over the last 20 years or even more recently in Europe, it simply doesn't produce the required injection of stimulus to kickstart the inflation that mm-hmm. they're looking for. But we've recently seen a report pointing to the possibility of gold production at its peak. Mm. And the coverage gained by Greatland Gold on, it's partly due to the fact that these big discoveries have become so rare now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what an amazing discovery it is. But when you combine the current risk on the table, the factor and the economy and the ongoing gold supply issues, I think we're still only just entering possibly the perfect storm for gold. But I should also add on that if inflation does kick off, inflation's generally pretty good for equities. Mm-hmm. So the combination of gold and gold equities mm-hmm. could be that combination of a lifetime. But we'll have to wait and see if I'm right. Mm-hmm. But I think due to COVID, due to the actions over the last 40 years, that we are entering into a period of many, many unknowns that makes me comfortable of the position that I'm putting this business in and being in the gold market and the gold exploration.
Okay. Okay, good. Well, that's a good note to finish on. So, Darren Hazlewood, the CEO of Panther Metals, thank you very much for your time, and I look forward to following the story.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for your time. All the best.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews, and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.